I'm Lauren Taggart. You are listening to Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Australia's sleep. The night is on the creep. Shut out the noise all around. Sleep, Australia, sleep, and dream of counting sheep, jumping in fields colored brown. Who rocked the cradle and cried? Who rocked the cradle? Australia sleep, as off the cliff the kingdoms leap, count them as they say goodbye. Count down the little things, the insects and birds, count down the bigger things, the flocks and the herds, count down our rivers, our pastures and trees. But there's no need to hurry. Oh, sleep now, don't worry, 'cause it's only a matter of degrees. Fog, Australia, fog, just like the boiling frog. As we go, we won't feel a thing. The cliff, the kingdoms leap, count them as they pass on by. Our children might know them, but their children will not. We won't know till it's gone all the glory we've got. But there are more wonders coming, all new kinds of shows, with acid seas rising to kiss coastal mountains, big cyclones pounding, and firestorms devouring, and we'll lose track of counting as the corpses keep mounting. But hey, that's just the way this old world goes. Sleep, my country, sleep, as we sow, so shall we reap. Who rocked the cradle and cried?
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
Oh, hey, Boomer, radio guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa. Okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out. Making Bacon. CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
What's that like to live deliciously? Join me, your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
Who says nothing good ever happens after midnight? Oh my goodness, somebody's been living under a rock. Methinks. Okay, anyway, The Witching Hour with Chris. Yeah, check that out. All right, what did we have in there? We started off with the wonderful Gwennifer Raymond and A Bleak Night in Rabbit's Wood. Okay, yeah, I like this one. I love the way she plays. I mean, I don't know what more I can do than just keep playing her on the radio, right? Right. That was taken from her album, her latest album. Last night I heard the Dog Star Bark. Ruff. Okay. We had also, of course, we followed that with John Fahey. And When the Catfish Is in Bloom. I took that from the Essential John Fahey album. Came out in 1974. And Paul Kelly. The great, the wondrous Paul Kelly. He plays in stadiums in Australia. When he comes to Canada, he plays little tiny bars. And all the Australian expats are all there, and they're all just blown away that they can actually see him, as opposed to a football stadium where you're looking at the screen most of the time, right? Right. Okay, that was Sleep, Australia Sleep, and that's new from Paul Kelly. He's got a new album just about to pop, I think. Yeah. Okay, what do we got? 12:18. It's a happy afternoon to you. I'm Hugh. This is Folk Everything, that we do this every week. I try and find you some wonderful new stuff, some weird old stuff, and then just sort of stuff. You know, you got to walk outside the lines sometimes. All right. We got a fun set coming up for you. These are a bunch of my favorite people. Yeah. And the first two are Canadian, which is a very good thing. And by the way, this next band is coming to town. Oh, my goodness. I think it's December 14th, I think, at the Isabel. This is a track called Your Long Journey. This is the Good Lovelies on Folk Everything.
breaks as you take your long journey. Oh, my darling, my darling, my heart breaks as you take your long journey. Should start again, and wouldn't you like another chance to do it right the way you wanted to, instead of packing all your dreams away to do what they do? Honey, there's a spark inside of you, and it's been kindling a fire that keeps pulling you through. Smothered and lost, it's getting harder to see. Why don't you give yourself some space to let the embers breathe? Remember, who do you want to be? Who do you want to be? Should start again, and wouldn't you like another chance?
Baby, hot just like a love. Some loving, and baby,
Kate Bush. Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing. Yeah, she did. She did a track on an Elton John tribute album. And then, lucky for us, she released it as a single. And that was on the flip side of it. Right? Right.
Folk everything.
Okay.
Folk everything.
Folk everything. But she's also, she put a box set out a few years ago. And you know the problem with box sets is that you say, well, I've got that, but I'd really like this not released stuff. She put that out as a standalone CD. It's called B-Sides. And that's where we got Sexual Healing from. Yeah. We had The Pairs in there with Honey Eye from their new album, Together on a Rock. And they will be playing, let's see, Chafee's Law Community Hall next Sunday. Oh, and they're also going to be in Maberly, at the Maberly Community Hall on Friday, October 3rd, with an opener of Bright Strings Community Fiddle Orchestra. Okay, so that's where you can see The Pairs. And The Good Lovely starting us off with Your Long Journey, taken from the Acoustic Covers album. Came out just a few years ago. Good Lovelies. They're coming to town for the Christmas show. Middle of December, I think. Yeah. I think tickets are on sale. I'm not sure because I haven't gone to buy my tickets yet. All right. What do we got? Okay. I teased you with this right off the top of the show. And I think DJ Over Easy mentioned it as well. There's a brand new Sarah McLachlan album. Yep. Sort of, I don't know, coattailing it on the documentary that was done on the Lilith Fair things that she put together. But this was called Better Broken. All right, that's the name of the album. And we're going to play you Gravity, which is the second song. We also have live I Am the Morning and Cascade coming by right here on Folk Everything on CFRC. Well, hang on. There we go. I'm Hugh. This is Sarah McLachlan.
insult to injury.
This was all a lie. I have never been fine. A fully incurable suffering. They only offer some pills that will make me sick. No, not again. Not again. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. You heard her laughing at the end of that. Apparently, she was terrified to try and record that song. But she did. In fact, the video that goes with it, it's her literally standing in a field with one instrument. And she did that. What she was playing was called a Chapman stick. It's a long and fairly wide, looks guitar-like, but has no body. But it's got a much wider neck. Lot more strings. You can do all kinds of wonderful things with a Chapman stick, as she just showed you. That was Cascade. They're a band out of Scotland, and that was a tribute album that was done in Scotland for Jimmy, I guess. Because, you know, that was a Jimmy had one of his most beautiful songs. Not in The Wind Cried Mary. But, yeah. I'm just babbling on as we're coming to the close of yet another edition of Folk Everything. I want to remind you that next weekend, I know everything is about next weekend, right? We got a football game next weekend. So they'll be cutting into my show at 12:45 for the game at 1:00 in Guelph, just so that we're all on the same page when we come to next week. Okay. Let's get rid of that. And, all right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I did, as I told you, I picked up some CDs when I was in Toronto. Perhaps that's why I could play you the Sarah McLachlan, because I picked that up there. And I also picked up something a little older. Well, a couple of things that were a little older, but I bought a Lindisfarne CD, used, called Nicely Out of Tune, that came out in 1970. So, as we're getting near the end, I'm going to play it for you. It's called The Road to Kingdom Come, from Lindisfarne out of the UK. I'm Hugh, I'm out of Kingston, and this is Folk Everything. And 6 days on the road. Beginning to Feel Like Home is the name of the album. Came out in 2005. Okay. Yeah. Colleen Peterson, Lindisfarne in front of that with The Road to Kingdom Come from their Nicely Out of Tune album, 1970. And apparently I neglected to tell you what I played before because I got hung up on telling you all about Cascade and that version of Little Wing. In front of that I had played I Am the Morning, Chalk and Cole live at Matthias. That's their new album, a live album from them. And they were gone. So nice to see another release. And speaking of nice to see another release, Sarah McLachlan with Gravity from her brand new album. Yeah. Okay, that just about does it for me for another time. I want to thank you so much for hanging around. We're going to go out with this. It's sort of quiet and pleasant. It's from Storybook Love. You know, remember the movie? This is called Once Upon a Time. Yeah, Mark Knopfler from the screenplaying album of 1989. I'm Hugh. See you next week, folks. Have a great time. Bye-bye. Be safe.